It's 9:45, and this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Amanda Kwan. It's 12 degrees and partly cloudy outside our East York studios. In the news today, Toronto's Transit City light rail plan is back on track after weeks of provincial funding limbo. According to the Toronto Star, the Ontario government has confirmed that all four previously approved lines will be built. The catch? It'll take 10 years instead of 8. Queen's Park sent a letter to the city suggesting Metrolinx has a plan to keep the approved Transit City projects, even with a $4 billion funding cut. Using the Conservative Party logo on ceremonial checks is inappropriate. That's what the Federal Ethics Commissioner is telling the Conservative Party. Mary Dawson says the practice of using partisan props doesn't violate the Conflict of Interest Act or code, but she still wants it to stop because she says it weakens public confidence. The commissioner got dozens of complaints last fall from opposition MPs and the public. They argued the Conservatives were putting Tory logos and slogans on the checks, even though the money was from the Government of Canada. Researchers say the combination of smoking, excessive drinking, inactivity, and poor diet can age you by 12 years. Diane Kipley of the Associated Press reports a change of lifestyle may help you live longer and look younger.
British researchers found that people who eat healthy foods, exercise, stop smoking, and stay away from alcohol can avoid looking older than they really are. They say modest changes in lifestyle can make a big difference.
The findings are based on a study of nearly 5,000 British adults who were tracked for 20 years. Turning now to sports. China will return a bronze Olympic medal in gymnastics from the 2000 Sydney Games. The International Olympic Committee revoked the medal because the country used an underage gymnast. The medal will now be given to the United States. Tiger Woods struggled at the Quail Hollow Championships yesterday, dunking his drives into the water on holes 17 and 18. He finished with a 2-over 74, leaving him 9 shots behind Bo Van Pelt. This is Woods' second PGA Tour event this season. The NCAA is expanding its March Madness basketball tournament to 68 teams next season. This is the first increase since 2001, when it went to 65. And now in entertainment. John Lennon's handwritten lyrics to A Day in the Life is set to auction in June. The words are scribbled on both sides of one paper and signed by Lennon. The artifact is expected to sell for $500,000 to $700,000 U.S. dollars. A Day in the Life is the last song on the Beatles' 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sotheby's will auction the lyrics in New York on June 18th. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Amanda Kwan.